A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, April the 28th, 2016. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at efforts by the government to repatriate some women and girls from Kuwait, where they were being held captive for and were allegedly mistreated, and some of them being used as commercial sex slaves against their will. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 5940 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But ladies, as you know, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai.
Mm-hmm. And you can also get us on the internet, on the web. We're there on www.voazimbabwe.com. Lobanjalo ku www.voandebele.com. Lobanjalo ku www.voashona.com.
I received a call from Kindness Barasa, who is the chairman of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee in charge of foreign affairs. And I also spoke to the Speaker of the Parliament in respect to these girls who are stranded in Kuwait. So as a patriotic Zimbabwean, I had no option but to act. And also as a successful businessman and captains of the industry, it is our responsibility to support national cause. I'm told they arrived Saturday evening. About nine of them didn't have passports, so they were busy processing their emergency traveling documents today and tomorrow, but the tickets are for Saturday evening so that they travel together with the Speaker of the Parliament and other officials. Yes, it is the responsibility of the government, but the way it has been clearly mentioned by Minister of Foreign Affairs, Simbarashi Megu, is that the government has no money to fund those. So, you know, somebody must be seen to come in. You know, some patriotic person must come in and do something.
My name is Mrs. Nyaradzai Gumbondranda. I'm a Zimbabwean and a human rights lawyer. I'm currently the General Secretary of the World Young Women's Christian Association, the World YWCA. And I also serve as the African Union Goodwill Ambassador on Ending Child Marriage. First, we were very shocked when the news in the media reported that about 200 Zimbabwean women, and mostly young women, have been trafficked to Kuwait. And it was even much more distressing when we started to hear the stories of their conditions in Kuwait and the abuse, the violations, and that some of them had to run away, others were rescued. And they were now in shelter and were trying to get back home. In the last 48 hours, it has been very encouraging, and it has been good news to hear that there's a Zimbabwean delegation of parliamentarians that has been in Kuwait, and there has been a pledge of commitment to provide tickets for 32 women to come back to Zimbabwe. For us, that is good news, and we hope that it is not a commitment which is transitory, but that the Zimbabwean government and the government of Kuwait would work strongly together to make sure that the 200 women are able to come back home and are able to be supported if they come back home. Ndino national koshese sandeshe kuti nyika yedu tigadzirise panyaya yebudiriro yenyika kuitira kuti vechidiki vedu vawane mabasa. Ndo chekutanga. Vechidiki vakawana mabasa tiri munyika medu. Hazvizonyanyi kupa pressure yekuti munhu atsvake kuti ndinganowana cheuviri kunyika yaasingazive kwaane mutauro waasingakwanisi kutaura asi kuti angotsvaga kuti mhuri yake irarame. Chechipiri ndechekuti tinoda kuti mutemo wenyika unyanye kusimbisiswa kuitira kuti madzimai nevechidiki vari kudai kuenda kune dzimwe nyika vaone kuchengetedzwa vasati vabuda munyika. Zvichiongororwa kuti avo vari kuti vari kupa mabasa ekuti vawanire vanhu mabasa kune dzimwe nyika vari kuita zviri pamutemo here, vanyatsoongororwa nekuvhenekwa, uye kuti vanhu vakwanise kuzoenda kunyika idzi vachiziva kuti vakachengetedzeka.
Udaba lolu lokutrafika omama sivele safaka umthetho ibill esekhangela khonoko, kodwa I think lapho esehluleka khona, lapho kuhluleka khona uhulumende yokuthi basebenzise izindlela zokufundisa abantu, amathelevishini, amaradio, kulezi nsuku silabo WhatsApp. sure kuqhakathekile ukuthi amapolice anelise ukuthi athumele abantu imbiko enjalo lezikolo kakuyefika khona ukuthi yebona yemsebenzi kayikho. So iningi lethu saqanjula mangu tshela ukuthi hawo kulo msebenzi lapho uzabuhola imali engaka ukuthi lawe uhleze empilweni yakho ungazi ucheke la kuwe internet ukuthi kulawo abantu abahola imali ezingaka besenza lo msebenzi othenjisiweyo ubona ukuthi ngakacile uqiniso but njengoba uyavela phakathi kwenkinga uyakucabanga ukuthi awuthi ngiyezama ngxela mi kuzamphumela. Kumele ukuthi uma unganelisi ukuthi uphunywe kubaleke kumele uye phephela emahhovisini ama-embassies ethu. Kodwa inkinga esesiyibonile lonke lizibonele abantu amankazana ayi-32 agijimile kuwethi bahambe embassy. Inkinga esikhona uhulumende wamasela lo awula yona ipeneli esikala abantwana sebehlezi uhulumende lesibindi sokutshela abazali ukuthi dingani izimali ukuthi abantwana laba babuye ekhaya besazi ukuthi abazali badla inqoqo zomlomo njalo ungakhangela engxekho nabantwana laba behanjiswa khona ngali abazali bathengisa izinto endlini ukuthi umntwana ahambe ngokuza kuya uzabagcina ngcono.
Tonight on the Women's Round Table, we are looking at efforts being made by the government to repatriate some women and girls from Kuwait, where they were victims of a human trafficking ring under which they were allegedly being mistreated, with some of them being used as commercial sex workers against their will. What are your views on the issue? Please call in. Mm-hmm. PJ.
And business person Wick Neo Chivayo has confirmed that he has secured tickets for the 32 Zimbabwean women and girls to be repatriated back to Zimbabwe Friday after an appeal by the Speaker of Parliament, Mr. Jacob Mdenda, for financial assistance for tickets. A delegation of parliamentarians right now, led by Mdenda himself, are in Kuwait on a study tour of the country's parliament, but was briefed yesterday of the plight of these women and girls who had been trafficked from Zimbabwe on promises of lucrative jobs, offers, and better opportunities, which unfortunately turned into nightmares.
Yes, PJ, and we're lucky enough to hear earlier on from the businessman, Mr. Wicknell Chivayo himself, who spoke to Studio 7 earlier on. But PJ, over 200 women are believed to have been trafficked to Kuwait after unscrupulous agents negotiated raw deals for them, promising milk and honey, which turned into broken dreams and promises. More than 20 women have managed to return home after escaping from their employers and also seeking assistance from the local embassy in Kuwait.
Mm-hmm. And some opposition parties in the country have castigated the government for failing to repatriate its own citizens and banking on private individuals to take up the task. The MDC formation of led by Mr. Walshman Ncube, in its statement, blasted President Robert Mugabe for traveling to New York recently to sign a climate change agreement using financial resources that could have been used more usefully for rescue operations of its own citizens in distress in places like Kuwait.
Yes, PJ, and we also saw the People's Democratic Party, led by Tendai Biti, also weighing in on the issue, and they castigated the government, saying in part, in making this case, it is important to flag out that Section 35(3)(a) of the Constitution of Zimbabwe is very clear that all Zimbabwean citizens are entitled to the protection of the state wherever they may be. In light of this provision, the Moridamu-ZANU-PF regime is therefore clearly in breach of the Constitution by failing to extend the protection to its citizens, who have now been turned into sex slaves in Kuwait, ends the statement from Tendai Biti's party.
Mm-hmm. And some relatives, of those women and girls that are being held in Kuwait right now are also very concerned at the non-availability of information of the whereabouts of some of those that had gone to seek greener pastures.
Yes, and from that, we really want to hear from our listeners, what are your views? Because we seem to have a very good lineup waiting for us, so we'll go right back to you with PJ.
Yeah. Siyalambulela kuhlelo lethu lalamhlanje uhlelo asihluzeni bomama lapho ke esihluza khona indaba eziphathelane labo mama izingaba kathazi indaba izandhluphe lezangikhathazi ezidibana labo mama ikanti ke siphatha njalo indaba zalabo omama ababe bephumelele ukuthi baphumelele njani bafika kuleso sibanga okwalamhlanje sibuyela kudaba lethu lwaba sifazana lamantombazana athunjiweyo ethenjiswa imisebenzi eholisa imali eningi besiwa eKuwait ikanti ke ayisibo bodwa abasifazana abasiwa abaye eKuwait abafika khona ngale bafumane ukuthi baphathwa kubi baphathwa njengezigqili abanye babo babanjwe ngamandla ukuba babe ngabathengisa ucansi silabo ke abadibanela loludubo emazweni afana labo South Africa abafana labo Botswana afana la khona apha eMelika ngesikhathi esiphele esedluleyo sike sakhuluma lomunye umama okhona apha eAmerica olaye owabuya wafika na wapiwa imali ayithenjisiwe eholo ayisiyo acina eseyinikwa esengapha kuyenzakala la kubo Australia eNew Zealand la kubo UK lesukuzile akuhlelo lwethu oloyidluleyo ikanti ke namhla sesibuyeleke ukuthi siye khangela ukuthi udaba lolwana solufike ngapi ngoba kulamantombazana angamashumi amathathu 32 abayenelise ukubaleka lapho abasebenza khona baya esigodlweni sabameli beZimbabwe kwele Kuwait ukuthi ba thole uncedo lokuthi baphindele ekhaya ikanti ke khathesi sokutholakele imbiko ethi sebetholile imali yokubathengela amatikiti abanye babo bazabuyela kusasa nje
iroidama PJ asi nasi atisikuda unyanyo taura shaka wanda tuda kumbonzwa izwe jiku ne mungwe mzimai msikana wechidiki anonzi iye Lia Murimira ariko koko Kuwait kuti shuru kufamba sei kwa ariko koko tombonzwa kwa kubva kwari
Kusheuta kwakamira sei makawanda sei zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviriko kumadzimai nevasikana
kusheuta zviri about 28 vasikana
asi makagara sei
ndira inonesa azvinyange chikacha chitapo nechinopiwa but kuti sechikacha chinorijaira chinonesa nonza masaisi sesanitanzi aumbonato zvizhi but kuvanisawo effort but kuti zvinenge zvakangoma kuti zvausina kujaira
saka shuwiro yako ndeyei hama mai na baba vari kupi izvinezvi uye zvepaunga uri kuZimbabwe waite pawanga uri kuZimbabwe wanga uchiitei
kunandi kuZimbabwe ndachingashande ndanga ndakangogara chero basa nendangowana riri
aiyo asi wanga wakangogara wanga uri kupi vabereki vavari kupi
hangu ndakamboshanda samiz but pandakazobva ndoya kuKuwait ndandakagara ndisingashanda
asi apa vabereki vako vari kupi
vabereki vangu vari kwavo but havana mari yekuti ndikwanise kuita sei ndikwanise kunzoi
Aiwa PJ, tiri kunzwa apo kubva kune mumwe musikana ari ikoko kuKuwait, asi tichiri ipapo tina Honorable Kindness Paradza kuti timbonzwa kuti kwakamira sei, ndivo vatanzwa kuti ndivo vakwanisa ivo kunge vachitaurana navachivhayo kuti matikiti awanikwe achitengwa. Tokuchingamidza nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu.
Manheriri maite enyu hamene kuti nguva ikoko.
Aiwa masikati zuva rakacheka nyika. Hamene ikoko kuKuwait.
Kuno kwashida kuno.
Ehe, ameno kuti mungangotitsanangura kuti zvamira sei, vasikana vachasimuka rini, uyezve makwanisa kuvaona here?
Maita henyu, ndiri kuno inini kuKuwait na spika weparlamendi vamudenda, ndovakuru vedu kuno vatinavo. Ndine vamwe vangu futi vatatu, MP Priscilla Misaerambwe na MP Sabina Tembani, ndozoita Senator Chief Msarurwa. Takadaro ndiri tina spika kuno. Zvataita ndezvizvi, takaona nezuro mukuru wenyika ino, sheikh wenyika ino Ania, ruler of Nigeria Kuwait. Tapedza izvozvo tikazoona Foreign Affairs Minister wenyika ino. Tapedza izvozvo tikazoona spika wenyika ino. Tapedza izvozvo tikazoona maminista masere enyika ino. Saka vasikana vedu iye zvino pandikutaura nemi iye zvino izvi, ndakatobata matiketsi evasikana vese 32. Tiri kusumuka muno muKuwait na 3:45 makuseniseni musesaturday. Takananga kuDubai navo. Tobva navo muDubai toenda navo kumusha. Kuna president. Kumusha ikoko tavagadzira kuti vachisvika tinondovae tikuvaendesa kwavachanogara, kwavachanozonosangana nevabereki vavo. Pamusoro paizvozvo tagadzira madhokotera anoenda kunovaona vana chiremba. Tataura naminista weparinyatwa nenyaya iyoyo, vanenge vana madhokotera ariko. Tabva izvozvo tinenge tina minista maimupfumira, minista welabor and social warfare, ndo vatinondosvika tichipa vana ava. Musi watinosvika navo na 5 musi wesaturday ma5 manheru tinenge tichimhara muHarare nevana veda.
Ndombokubatai muromo ipapo kuti mataura imi kuti mune dzimwe nhengo dzeparamende ipapo pamuri varipo here? Timbonzwawo kuizwi remadzimai kuti vari kuona sei, nekuti tanzwa kwamuri aiwa tafara nezvamaita.
Iye zvino zvandaita ndezvekuti tanga tichidya, zvino ndavasiya achidya, ini ndamhanyira kuri rumu kwangu nokuti ndokwakanyarara.
Aiwa pakanaka. Pakanaka. Ameno kuti tomboti zvedu nemuchirungu PJ, we have Honorable Paradza right here. He was just, you know, telling us what the program is for tomorrow. And if you can just reiterate, how far have you gone in securing, you know, tickets for the girls? We know you say that you now have them, but what's the process? What happens now?
Right, what happens now is that we are taking our girls home. The 32 of them on Saturday morning, early morning, we are flying with them from Kuwait to Dubai. Then from Dubai, we are taking a connecting flight to Emirates, straight to Harare. We are arriving in Harare at 5 p.m. And there in Harare, we have arranged that the Minister of Labor, Public Service and Social Welfare, Honorable Mpumira, and her team will meet these girls and take them to a secure place, which is arranged, where we have arranged doctors and counselors to meet these girls and talk to them. Because these girls have been traumatized. I'm here, I've been hearing their stories. It's pathetic. You can't believe it. But I'm here, the Speaker of the House of Assembly, Comrade Mudenda, is leading the delegation here.
Okay, if you can.
We are very grateful. We are very grateful, I must stress, to Whitney Ochivayo. He is the one who has organized the one-way tickets for these girls to Harare, all of them. And right now, I'm holding their ticket is, I speak to you.
Mm-hmm. If you can just hold on there, we have Mrs. Nyara Zai Gumbonjanda. She may want to weigh in a little bit before we let you go. The AU Goodwill Ambassador to End Early Child Marriages. Mrs. Gumbonjanda, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Yeah, you heard there from Honorable Paradza, if you wanted to say a few words to him before we let him go.
Thank you so much, and Mr. Paradza, we are very grateful that this action has now happened. We've been looking at Zimbabwean women for this breakthrough to have our sisters and our daughters who have been trafficked to come back home. We are looking at the government of Zimbabwe to sustain this effort because we know that there are still many of the Zimbabwean women, and they are mostly young women. They are my own child's age. We are looking at how they can all be assisted, because we know that the numbers earlier reported were around 200.
Mm-hmm.
And as Zimbabwean women, we are standing with you in this effort. We are very grateful that the 32 would be able to go home, and we'll actually be waiting to see how we can also be supportive,
mm-hmm.
whether it's supporting through the Minister of Social Welfare or Minister of Gender, in whatever way we can, because we know when they come back home, they are coming back to the household,
mm-hmm.
and we need to be able to offer support. But ultimately, it's about prevention. Yes, we are very, very happy about the 32. We are very happy that there is now a solid effort in place. But ultimately, we must prevent, not only to Kuwait, but to prevent to other places, and also to encourage you in your work with the Pan-African Parliament and at the SADC level, that we need a strong effort on the continent, because our daughters are actually going through enslavement.
PJ?
Yeah. Sizwile lapha o Honorable Kindness Paradza ese Kuwait onguye ose okhona sibili lapho ulamantombazana lawa labesifazana okumele baphindele ekhaya. Uchilo lapho ukuthi sokulamatikiti asetholakile njalo bazasukuma labo basuka eKuwait kusasa kumbe ngomgcibelo ekuseni emadabuka kusa bese belubhekise eZimbabwe. Ikanti ke ecingweni ngizwe unkosazana Thabita Khumalo usukhona?
Sengikhona mama.
Ye, uzizwele lawe. Ungathini ngalokho usokwenza ke?
Hayi, sicela ukuchayela uChivaya. I hope I pronounced well. Ihlombe ukuthi utshengise ukuthi ungubaba njalo ulosihlelo ebantwaneni abangamankazana. Kodwa isicelo sethu khathesi ngesokuthi sibonge omama labana bahamba imegawati bafika babangumsindo bebangelo dadewabo labo sisi babo ababe seKuwait. Kodwa sicela njalo ukuthi lanxa sebevuyile ekhaya sizwe ukuthi abazaphiwa odokotela benze i-psychosocial support, lokhu siyakubongela. Kodwa sicela ukuthi uhulumende kumele afake imigoqo ukwenzela ukuthi yebo naye 32 sibuyile, kanti laba abanye abasele nje bakuthiwa yi-200 njengakula bantwana bethu abangabafana khona ngale. Besicela ukuthi uhulumende adinge izindlela kubazali abantwana abahambayo laba ukuthi babuye phambili bazise ukuthi abantwana laba bahamba, ukwenza ukuthi abantwana laba balandelwe baze babise ekhaya.
PJ, I think maybe before we carry on, we have Amai Itai Soko, who's also in Kuwait on the line. Amai Itai Soko, makadi enyu.
Hello?
Makadi enyu, kukuwait uko. Ai what? Na Honorable Kindness Paradza, vati ivo, vau ya ikuoko uyezwe, vatu vane matikiti ya waka bata, 32. Andizi yote murimungo wawe, uwevamu wache vane manzaire, kutumichange muri pandegi, pavachange vachenda. Munoko na kufunza, enyu Honorable Paradza, kuti shuruku fambasi. Ah, pamuri nare zenya zisikunzwika musha. Hello. Ah, nare zinike zaita shanji. Honorable Paradza, tangati nevamwe vari ikoko kuKuwait. Vari kuti muchazozivisa rini kuti ndiani chaizvo ari kukwanisa kunge ari kukwira nemi mundege.
Vari kutozviziva izvi vasikana vacho vese 32 vari kushelter. Kana vari chizvinzwa zvandiri kutaura izvozvi vanozviziva. Zeni tine vamwe vanga vari kumba kwa ambassador. Zeni tadaro kudaro pane mamwe pazo 4 wa futi nevamwe 5. Vari kuti vari kudo kuenda futi saka ivavo ambassador wedu kuno vamarongo vachatsara vachi gadzira nyaya iyo. Asi ndinoda kuti nditaure kuti chiitiko ichi chiri kuitika ichi hachinei negovernment yeKuwait.
Sei muri kudaro.
Chiri kuita nematsotsi ari kuZimbabwe nematsotsi ari muno muKuwait. Ari kuita nyaya. Plus mutemo wavo kunoko hauna kumira zvakanaka kunyaya yekushandirwa iyoyi yemaimmigrants. Saka takataura na speaker wacho nezuro kuti gadzirisai mutemo wenyu iyoyo. Nekuti hauna kumira zvakanaka. Nekuti munhu akauya achinzi ari kuita domestic worker anenge atori fanika slave. Anenge achitonzi ndatenga munhu uyu. Yatori muchirungu modern day slavery iyaya.
Asi imimi pakati pehurumende dziri mbiri muri kutaurirana here kuti mune ramangwana patorwe matanho api ekudzivirira njodzi yakadai uye pane avo vasara vacho havazi 32 chete pane vakawanda vari kutoda vakatarisira rubatsiro voita sei matanho api amuri kutora
regai ndikuudzei kuti kubvira nezuro patakaenda kupalace kunoona amiya wekuno kurula wekunoko kune chibarira mhanya kubvira nezuro kusvikira iye zvino kuona kuti vana vese mazimbabwe ndacho asiri kuda kunge ari munhapwa kunoko adzokere saka izvozvi kune chipatapata kuno kutaura kwandiri kuita.
But also if I may just come in there, Honorable Paradza, so what guarantee are you giving to those girls that are not going with you? What's the process now? What's going to happen? Like what PJ is asking.
You mean those who are still remaining?
Yes.
Yeah, those who are still remaining, the ambassador is going to locate them. Then after that, Chivayo is assured the speaker of the National Assembly here, Honorable Mgenda, that he's going to pay for all the girls who are in distress. We call them distressed maids. Let's not call them any other name, because let me tell you, these girls have been traumatized. So let's be clear in whatever name we give them. We call them here distressed maids.
But, Honorable, also there's been criticism also on behalf of the Zimbabwean government itself. How did it let such a situation go for so long without being addressed?
I'm not going to answer for the Zimbabwe government. I can answer for the committee on parliament, the committee which I chair.
And what would you say?
I'm the chairman of the portfolio committee on foreign affairs. And I'm just doing my job because I'm an elected representative of the people. That's why we are here as parliament with the speaker of parliament. We have been approached by the parents of these women and we are doing exactly that, why we were elected. So I'm not the spokesman of government. Let's not mix issues.
No, thank you very much anyway for having at least given us an insight on what is going on. I think we still have our two guests, PJ, but time is not on our side. So we'll probably just ask Mrs. Gumbonjanda, who says she's going to drop off just now, to just say in 10 seconds your last word and we're done.
We are very much encouraged by the effort by the Parliament of Zimbabwe. So we want to say thank you through you, Honorable Paradza.
Thank you so much to you too. I'm going to have to cut you right there because time is not on our side and this is a very hot topic today. And Honorable, if you can stay on the line, if you still, you know, if you're still feeling full, I know you said you were eating, but please stay on the line as we migrate and join our live streamers. And you can join us on www.voazimbabwe.com. So stay tuned. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah. Lilale kulabo abasilalele emsakazweni we radio. Kodwa ke siyaqhubeka ebulenjini ku web www.voandebele.com.